Hello, and welcome to An Alternative Approach, a podcast for misfits, outcasts, and those that march to the beat of their own drum. This week, I am talking about productivity and how different brains need to be they're wired differently, and so they have a different setting for productivity. All right, so it's going to be kind of relatively quick because, I mean, honestly, who has time? Anyway, let's dive right in. If you are neurotypical, then that means that you probably do pretty well on a neurotypical schedule. That means that maybe you get up early. Early could be anywhere between like 5 and 8. And when you wake up, you feel pretty well rested and you thrive in having a relatively normal routine or time blocking, right? Works pretty well for you. And that's great. You are able to focus and you are productive. And when you sit down, even if you're like, I really hate this task, you can still make yourself do it. Now, if you are neurodivergent, this is a special kind of hell. And I'll tell you why. One, we thrive on novelty and urgency. The other thing is that a lot of neurodivergents also have comorbid conditions that mean that when we go to get up in the morning, our blood pressure might be super duper low. So, or we might be on a delayed circadian rhythm. So our productivity is going to look way different. We might be productive at like 11 o'clock at night. Or, you know, it's like, I'll give you myself as an example. I know that I'm ADHD. Okay, it just is. So for me, I can get up at 5 a.m. or I can get up at 9 and there is no in between. If there's any in between, I don't function well. And then once I am up, either like I go right at it, right? Like if I'm up at 5, then I do a workout and I feel great and do, and off I go. But then I'm crashing around 11 a.m., not p.m., a.m. And then if I'm up at 9, great, but I'm not focusing, like sitting down and able to focus until like 10:30. And then it's only for like an hour until like I need a break. I need to move. I can't do that. I mean, like literally I will sometimes be upside down or I'll just go and sit in the sunshine because sunshine is really good for us and that's how we stave off the depression demons. Anyway, so then, but like 9 o'clock hits and I'm ready to go. Like suddenly I can focus and I can get so much done. So if I were to hold myself to a neurotypical standard, I would fail and I would feel like a failure all the time because I am measuring myself with the wrong ruler. This is also why the jobs that I excel in are ones that are not, they have a clear outcome, a clear desired outcome, a clear deadline, but they are not dependent on me to be able to do like 2 straight hours of work every day. Like, I don't work like that. I do really well in sprints. So web work, writing work, artwork, all of these I do really well with because I'm able to sit down on my own time outside of a prescribed schedule and get it done. The only exception to this is if I have client meetings. And that's okay because I like people. I'm an extrovert. So that works out really well for me. But introverts, maybe not. Maybe that looks way different for you. So this podcast is really, I mean, this episode is really about you using the right measure to measure yourself. And if you are trying to get more productive, okay, if you are like, this kind of goes into the reflection question, but if you're trying to get more productive, make sure that you are not trying to put on yourself a routine or schedule that wasn't made for you. If you're a neurotypical, understand that a schedule that maybe works for me, you would really struggle with. And that's okay. Because, you know, you would look at us and be like, oh my God, that's chaos. And yes, yes, it is. But over here, I am okay. Like it is, it works for me. And it's okay that other things work well for you. My husband is neurotypical, all right? I am amazed at his consistent effort and the progress he's able to attain. I don't have that. But in a single weekend, I can crank out more work than if he was to sit down and for a single weekend and do the same thing. And that's okay because I'm built like that. And he's built the way he is, which is different. It doesn't make it bad. But if I was to use that measure of success for me, I would be failing. So, whatever side you're on, be sure that you are using the right measure for your productivity and your brain, and also using the right motivators. So, this week's reflection question is, what are the key motivators where you feel the most productive? And one way that you might be able to find this is ask yourself the question, when was the last time that I felt really productive? What was going on around it? What influenced my ability to be productive? And write that out, and you would be surprised to find the factors that influence you specifically. I hope this helps. If you know somebody else that needs to hear this, would you share it with them? And if you liked it, be sure to subscribe and leave a review, because that's how you can help this podcast grow. So until next time, this is Julia Christine. Thanks for listening.